John, if we can have Jim tell us a little bit of the history of the Milwaukee Mile how important that is for the state of Wisconsin.
Let's hear it.
The Milwaukee Mile is the second oldest operating motorsports venue in the world, only behind Le Mans in France.
Wow.
Our history here at the Milwaukee Mile is it started as a dirt track just decades and decades ago. There's been horse racing. For decades, we hosted the IndyCar event on the Sunday after the Indy 500. We have a history of stock car racing here that dates back to AAA and USAC, the ASA National Tour, and again now full circle, the ARCA Midwest Tour has been here now for several years in a row again.
Wow.
Run by a great organization. Greg McCarns and his family all operate the ARCA Midwest Tour.
Nice.
They're great people.
That's fantastic. And so, how did you get into a car? Because you grew up in Madison area or Milwaukee?
Madison area, yeah. I was fortunate to go to the races with my father at age 4. And so I have been around racing for well over 55 years now.
Yeah.
I've been absolutely every part of racing. I have about 200 laps, and I realize there's going to be people like Tristan who are way better at that than I am. So I'm going to step out of this and do something else.
Sure.
But I've helped manage tracks. I've spotted for people. I've managed teams. I've built cars. I've been a part of every bit of it.
That's fantastic. And you said since you were 4, and I understand, Tristan, you were 4 and a half when you started racing?
Yeah, that's correct. So when I was 4 and a half, I got my first quarter midget, which is a little go-kart-like car that runs in circles across the country. And I did that all the way up until I was about 12, 13-ish.
Wow, what a ride. Was that pretty cool then? Or
yeah.
What a cool childhood, you know?
Yeah, it was awesome being able and very fortunate enough to run with my dad and my family and all that with all the great supporters behind me. Being able to go across the country racing many different tracks, many different events, and meet so many great people that have helped me along the way to get me to this point. Running 4 or 5 cars each, and it's been a dream come true so far.
Sure. Now, you drive a super late model race car. What now, for someone like me, that's what does that mean? Like, what is that? Describe that for us.
So a super late model is it can be classified as an asphalt or dirt car. There's classes on both dirt and asphalt. I drive on asphalt, so they're a little bit different. We run on 10-inch Hoosier rubber tires. They're the compound of F40s and F45s and F30s. And then we run on open or sealed Southern Parts motors that carry a lot of horsepower and run different tracks all around the country.
Sure.
Ranging in different sizes from 3/8 quarter miles to miles this weekend.
That's neat.
Yeah. They carry a lot of speed. Sure.
And so for both of you guys, and it seems like this is probably pervasive throughout the industry, this has been handed down from father to son. This is something you were born into and grew.
Yeah, there's no question that this is a generational situation throughout racing. If you come out to the track today and or tomorrow, you know, Tristan's a second generation driver.
Wow.
And you will see, you know, the Sauter family will be here tomorrow, and the Sauters are currently working on 4 different generations of people involved in motorsports.
That's
great. Greg McCarns, who's the promoter of this, he is a second generation promoter.
Yeah.
So this is truly a family oriented, family situated, and historic sport.
That's great.
People stay with it for their entire lives.
And I know Mary Jane wants to weigh in, but real quick, and she could probably respond to this, is that what about for those people that, you know, dad or grandpa wasn't in a race car, but they turn on the TV or they stumble across it and they're like, wow, this is cool. How do I get into this? And I think Mary Jane's got an answer for me.
Well, first of all,
you can start them young, even if you don't have a family tradition.
Yes. Well, first of all, I do want to say that sometimes we all become victims of marketing, and this is what I do for a living. I've been watching the Netflix series, the F1, and all the excitement. And so just because of that, people have been watching it and getting very excited about racing. And even on the Discovery Channel now, they have racing babies. And the people are into race car and go-karts and things like that. But what Jim and I have started is we're looking to bring a new generation of kids through racing that don't have that experience. Sometimes you just need to expose people to new and different things. So we started an organization called Future Wheels. And coming up July 17th, we are looking to bring children and parents to the races at Slinger so that they can see the small car nationals and all the small cars that are running and get to meet other young drivers and get them excited into motorsports. Give them a chance, because sometimes you just got to get them in the car. They get to sit in the car, meet other drivers, get to know about it and say, this is for me. Cool. So that's what we're looking to do. We're looking to grow our own out of the Midwest so that we have future generations Sounds of great. Motorsports drivers. Sure.
Now, when we met a couple weeks back at Ray's Grain Brewery, by the way, hey, Nick, if you're listening, you know, we were talking about, I was a big, the car racing that I did, I guess, identify with most was Funny Car, and because there's the whole drag race component, but I also liked a lot of the promotions, you know,
Sunday.
Big Daddy, Don Garlitz, Shirley, Cha-Cha Muldowney. Now, do you guys have cool nicknames? Is it Tristan the Piston Swanson?
I love it.
Any good monikers? Jim, did you have one in your racing days? When you were behind the wheel?
There was a poster that if you see this guy with a helmet in his hands, take it away from him.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to find, we got to resurrect that.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, there are a lot of different people have nicknames. They do come along.
Okay.
Certainly one of the most famous people right from our area is Matt Kenseth. And Matt was dubbed Matt the Brat Kenseth.
Matt the Brat.
Because he was very young when we first saw him as
But he wasn't a brat. He was just a kid that was racing on that road. Out of jealousy, they called him the Brat. Okay. I like that. Hey, fantastic. Well, great. That's true. We're so glad you're here in Waukesha, because people are like, why is Don have talking race car? And we don't have a race car tradition here. But I do know from when I was an alderman, I toured the 4th District with their alderman, Smokin' Joe Piper, and he'd showed me a kind of an alley, two alleys connecting two streets, and that was once they had horse racing there back in the day. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't look like it'd be big enough for car racing, but I think, again, we met, or maybe Mary Jane, there's some space here if we ever were to build a track that we might be able to pull that off here.
Well, there's even opportunities during the winter. We see a lot of situations where people put together events and they put them indoors. So if we've got a large unused warehouse in the area, we could maybe put together a Bandolero and Legends weekend in Waukesha over the winter.
Crazy.
This is a tradition that happens a lot. We have people who travel throughout the Midwest to indoor shows with their kids all during the off season.
Sure. So now,
maybe we can get Tristan to get back in Legends car and come back in with us.
Or a Waukesha Grand Prix, like the old Detroit Grand Prix that went right through downtown.
There you go.
So I went to school at Michigan State, and I grew up in the auto dealer business, grew up in Western New York. But from what I understand from Mary Jane, and I believe from yourself, is that Wisconsin has more motor race tracks than any of the other Great Lakes states, including Michigan, right?
Don't have more, we have equal number. In this state alone, we have 11 paved tracks and 24 dirt tracks. We have Crandon, an international off-road course, and then, of course, we have Road America right up here in Elkhart. So we have a wide variety of very high-profile places. Slinger Speedway holds what's called Slinger Nationals. This is a national event. People come from all around the country, both competitors and fans.
Okay.
This weekend at the Milwaukee Mile, the Mile being a historic location.
Sure, sure.
People from all around the country will be here today.
Okay.
And this weekend. So
that sounds
great. Crandon Off-Road Weekend, again, brings tens of thousands of people and hundreds of competitors. So
that's fantastic. So
racing is alive and well.
Fantastic. Hey, we're going to go to a break in a little less than a minute. But before we do, we're going to talk more with our friends here from the motorsports world. But one of the highlights this week was I got to watch live stream my brother-in-law, Ray Pulaski, his official retirement ceremony from the Air Force, where he's stationed in Germany after 24 years. So just, wanted to congratulate Ray and his wonderful wife, Janessa, my sister-in-law, and their wonderful four children. And we're really excited to have you guys back stateside. And maybe we'll take you to a couple car races when you're back home. That'd
absolutely
be nice. We could probably get a couple freebies for an Air Force veteran.
I think we know how to get that.
That sounds great. So, all right. So, hey, we're going to pay some bills, but don't go away. We got more to talk about with car racing on This Week in Waukesha. Stay tuned.